Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and, you know, you can bring up anything at this point in the show. It's the new 2009 edition of Free Talk Live, and joining us tonight for the first time, well, sort of for the first time, Sam is here with us.
First time as a resident.
Yes. Well, a resident or inhabitant?
Inhabitant.
Whatever.
We've got to figure out the word later.
So, Sam joining us from the Obscure Tooth Network, having just made his way here to New Hampshire on this, the very first day of 2009, and I think a lot of people are excited that you're finally here. And how do you feel about all this?
I am taking it all in. You know, I was just telling Mark, I was sitting at his house hanging out, and it felt like I had come on a plane, and it's hard to really comprehend that all of my stuff is sitting out in a van in the driveway, and I'm here for good to stay.
Yeah, a cross nation move is a big thing, and it's kind of a weird feeling not to have home base, not to have your house that you're used to going to, and your bed in the same side of the bed that you crawl into, your refrigerator's in the same spot, all those things that you're used to having. It's kind of a weird feeling not to have it.
And it was really certainly tough leaving friends and family that I've had all my life. I've lived in the Dallas area. I was born and raised there.
That is, it's something different, that's for sure. And, I mean, how were they feeling about it? Were they wishing you the best?
Mom had a few problems with it at first, and it turned into some heated discussions.
Oh, my.
Over time, she began to realize that, you know, it's really what would make me happy, and she wants the best for her son. So
that's what's important.
Yeah, and I think that's how most of my friends eventually felt. And the funny thing is, you know, when I was telling them about this stuff a year ago, they're looking at me like I'm a little crazy, but over the last 6 months, they're like, hey, man, you're right. Where do we get gold? And, you know, where do we
get
this?
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
So it started to dawn on them that things are not what they seem.
Yeah, and a good friend of mine who has three kids has decided to go out and get a concealed carry permit and start carrying a gun just because he feels like that's the safe thing to do for him and his family.
It's not a bad idea. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So it's Free Talk Live. As always, you can bring up anything. But, man, I mean, at least you're arriving. I'm comparing your arrival to what it was like when we got here. And we were talking about this last night, actually, in our little New Year's Eve soiree. When we arrived to this house that was just absolutely trashed. And we had just driven 26 hours straight from Florida to here, switching off drivers basically the entire time. And, man, when we got here, the weather was so beautiful, and it was a Labor Day weekend of 2006, and it was just so nice, and the place is so pretty. And then we walked into the house, and it was just trashed. There was garbage everywhere, and I knew we were going to encounter a mess, but I didn't expect it to be to the point where we couldn't just throw down an air mattress and pass out. We literally had to move a mountain of garbage in order to actually get to the point where we could.
Renters are great, aren't they?
When I first started listening, I caught a few episodes before you guys packed up and moved, and then I heard the episodes after you had gotten here. You had been off the air for, I think, a couple of days because you couldn't get things set up. And I remember thinking, what in the world is this show about? Why are they talking about this house that's trashed and the drug dealers in the basement and everything else?
So, if you've got any renter horror stories, call in with them.
They
are innumerable. You know, it's funny how many laws are out there to protect renters from landlords. As though landlords are these evil people that, you know, want terrible things from their renters. All they want is to make a couple of bucks on the property. Yeah, hopefully, at this point, all they really want to do is pay off some of the mortgage so that they don't have
to pay the damn property tax bill.
Right.
That's $400 a month.
You know, I swear, it's from my point of view, I've been a renter and I've been a landlord, and I can tell you, being a landlord's a heck of a lot harder than being a renter.
Well, I mean, if you've got good tenants, then it's not so bad. But if you're having trouble, man, that's awful. I mean, getting somebody out of a house, having to go through whatever legal-ish processes are involved in that, that's just nightmarish.
Yeah.
So, welcome to New Hampshire, Sam, and congratulations on what is a major move. I mean, I considered, when I moved to New Hampshire, I considered it like a whole new start on life. I mean, yeah, I'm still the same person. I mean, I guess not, because we all change over time, but really, I mean, everything changed when I moved up here, and it's not something that I would ever take back. And I'm so happy that I did it when I did. The only thing that would have been better would be to come earlier, but I'm kind of glad I came when I came, because there weren't a lot of people here, and there are more people coming now, and it's so exciting. I mean, almost every week now, we're seeing new people move in here. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-oriented activists all concentrating themselves in one geographic location. And that geographic location has been chosen to be New Hampshire. And so the move has been going on now for a number of years, and I think it's really starting to kick into gear. A lot of the young people, especially, that have been saying, hey, I'm coming up when I get out of college, they've been saying that for a few years. Well, they've been in college the entire time, so a number of them are, you know, graduating in 2009 and 2010. And perfect time to go ahead and start a new life for yourself is when you're getting out of something like that. So, you know, you leave where you currently are, you're young, you move up, and it's easy. You don't have a lot of stuff to deal with. How did that go for you? We were talking last night about simplifying all of our possessions and using a move is a great excuse to do this. It's a great excuse to engage in the process of really saying to yourself, well, do I really need this anymore? Did you go through that process at all when you were moving, or did you just grab everything and throw it in the U-Haul?
Yeah, I went through that, and I did a very poor job of getting rid of everything. At the end, there was this massive clock on the wall. I'm like, forget it. The vacuum cleaner wouldn't fit. I had so much stuff packed into the moving van that I just got frustrated. I was disgusted with all of these things that I had, and I'm like, why did I keep all of this stuff? Why didn't I try and sell this months ago? And I got to the point where I'm like, I told my mom and my aunt who was there helping me clean the house and get it ready for the people moving in, anything that's left, I don't want it. And they're like, really? Your vacuum cleaner? I'll take it. Take it. Just go.
You can get another one. There's always another vacuum cleaner out there somewhere. So,
exactly.
It's definitely a challenging process. I know, Mark, there was probably some stuff you could have left behind that you didn't. You brought a whole dresser full of crap. It's completely unnecessary.
And I'm using the dresser.
That's good. What about all the crap in it?
Well, I don't know. Some things you use, some things you don't.
All right. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything as we start off another year of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live, hoping everybody had themselves a safe and happy New Year's Eve and enjoying their New Year's Day. Is New Year's Day a holiday for places?
It's a national holiday, and this is the thing that I was talking about last night, is I think it's a national holiday just for people with hangovers. What do you celebrate on New Year's? I suppose that, obviously, what do people celebrate on Labor Day either? I suppose there's some parades and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's just, there's really nothing to celebrate, I suppose, except for the sort of, you know, big deal, the sort of man-made thing called a calendar has flipped over.
It's a new number.
It's a new number. Now you've got to, here's a new day to write 09 a bunch of times so that you can practice for your checkbook. I mean, what? It just doesn't make any sense. Why is New Year's Day a holiday? But it is.
Well, I like it. We had a good time. We had a few friends, got together. It was enjoyable, and so I wish everybody the same.
Sure, you can have any excuse for a nice evening together with some friends. That's fine. But
yeah, people should work the next day. Damn it, because I tried to go to the mailbox and it was closed. Bums.
Wait, I called you at like 12 o'clock and woke you up. What do you mean people should work the next day?
I'm working right here, right now. Well, I mean, it's not really work. This is fun. All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Newspapers are dying out. The news has been all over the place about big papers like the New York Times, the Tribune Company, Chicago Tribune, all over the place, all across the country. News agencies are experiencing cutbacks. Staff, they're being let go. Printing is not happening for some papers. Didn't you say that the Christian Science Monitor is now online only?
An award-winning newspaper, a really great newspaper. I've got nothing bad to say about the Christian Science Monitor. Christian Science, I might have something bad to say about. But, they
were known for good journalism.
Yeah, they've gotten all kinds of awards. Online only now.
They're dropping out. They're dying off. Is government going to step in to save the newspaper industry? Some people are talking about it. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll share that with you and your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Tis the season to be healthy. Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a live broadband and dial-up and webcam edition of the show. And actually, we're unfortunately having some website difficulties at the moment. So even though the streams are actually working, the web server is down. How about that one for confusing?
Well, it happens to everybody.
Yep. So it happened to happen this time during the show, so we're busily working on solving that problem. So apologies to all of our internet listeners. out there. But the live streams are free, and so enjoy them over at freetalklive.com when the site's working. So, talking about the newspaper business, a couple stories here. First one from The New Yorker, which, so it's a, I guess that's a magazine reporting on newspapers. How are magazines doing, I wonder? I don't imagine they're doing that much better.
I don't know. It would seem like, I haven't heard a lot. It would seem like there's probably people are just getting their news more condensed or something. Magazines would condense news.
When the Tribune Company announced it was filing for bankruptcy last Monday, Sam Zell, the man who bought the company a year ago for $8.2 billion,
holy crap,
said its problems were the result of a perfect storm. You take readers and advertisers who were already migrating away from print, add in a steep recession, and you've got serious trouble. What Zell failed to mention was that his acquisition of the company had buried it beneath such a heavy pile of debt that any storm at all would have likely sunk it. But although Zell was making excuses for his own mismanagement, the perfect storm is real enough, and it's threatening to destroy newspapers as we know them. Layoffs and buyouts have become routine. The Miami Herald and San Diego Union Tribune are reportedly on the selling block, while lawmakers in Connecticut are trying to keep two newspapers there afloat. That's where we might get to here. They are actually talking about the government stepping in. Even the New York Times Company has slashed its dividend and announced it would borrow against its headquarters to avoid cash flow problems. There's no mystery as to the source of all the trouble. Advertising revenue has dried up. In the third quarter alone, it dropped 18%, or almost $2 billion from last year. Most of the past decade, newspaper companies had profit margins that were the envy of other industries. This year, they've been happy to just stay in the black. Many traditional advertisers, like big department stores, are struggling, and the bursting of the housing bubble has devastated real estate advertising. Even online ads, which are supposed to rescue the business, have declined lately, and they are, in any case, nowhere near as lucrative as their print counterparts.
No, they're not. Advertisers just don't want to pay nearly as much for online ads as they do for print ads.
Paper's attempts to deal with the new environment by cutting costs haven't helped. Trimming staff and reducing coverage make newspapers less appealing to readers and advertisers. And that's something that we've seen happen in our very own radio industry. Ever since they changed the rules, they deregulated. And as we know, when they say they deregulate, that just means they changed the rules for the existing players. It doesn't do anything to allow new blood into the game. But when they deregulated, they allowed more companies to go and buy more stations, add them to their portfolio. And what we saw was behemoths like Clear Channel spring up and just snatch up as many stations as they possibly could. And they got so big and so unwieldy, so bureaucratic. I mean, as a private company gets bigger, it becomes more bureaucratic generally. And they bombed out because they tried to cut costs to the bone. They tried to have one program director running three radio stations when it's supposed to be one-to-one.
You've got to support all that overhead of administrators. You know, it usually stops with the general manager of a radio station, but then there's the regional managers. There's the people in San Antonio where Clear Channel is headquartered. It's a huge company, and those people aren't producing the wealth in the same way that the feet on the ground, DJs and sales guys are.
Right. They brought in automation systems, and that's great. Automation is great. But they brought in automation systems that could effectively replace people, and they thought they'd get away with it. You know, they thought they'd be able to have somebody who was in another marketplace record a show that was actually not intended for the marketplace they were physically in, but so they could have been in Tulsa recording a show for somewhere in California, for instance, and they would try to kind of drop a name of a local happening or an event, but people figured out that there was actually nobody at their radio station, that what they were listening to was somebody somewhere else.
Yeah, took some of the passion out of it.
Yeah, it did.
People are passionate about their radio stations.
So it didn't work. The consolidation didn't work, and Clear Channel eventually, the money talked, and they figured it out. They went private and sold off the majority of their portfolio.
But radio's doing a heck of a lot better than print is.
Oh, it is, yes.
Now, think about it for a second. People put radio station bumper stickers on the back of their car. They'll put a sticker on that says, Rush is Right. They'll put a Free Talk Live bumper sticker on their car. You don't ever see a New York Times bumper sticker.
That's true.
It just doesn't have the same kind of brand. Now, certainly New York Times does some, you know, there's some great reporting that comes out of there. Some biased stuff, too. But, you know, it doesn't have the same kind of passion that people have.
The radio stations are always doing the call-in contests and giveaways and so forth, and they have crews driving around looking for people with the bumper stickers. So there's a connection with the community that I don't think the paper creates.
Yeah.
So in this case, that's what they're talking about here, is that they're cutting their costs, and that hasn't helped them. I mean, it seems like the right thing to do in the short term, like, oh, we're financially suffering, so let's axe a fourth of the news crew. And then you just don't have as a good of a newspaper, just like you don't have as good of a radio station when you slice costs to the bone. If you get rid of the news department at a radio station, well, who's going to be able to listen to any local news anymore on your station? What good are you anymore? Why would someone choose you over an internet station?
And there was a story, I don't know if it was a Clear Channel station or not, where a pipeline had broken in the area. And they were trying to get people a warning out over the radio, but because the radio was completely automated and being run from somewhere else, nobody knew how to get on the air, and they couldn't warn anyone.
That's unfortunate. And that's one of the areas where radio really shines, is in an emergency situation, power outages especially, when people need to get information. And, you know, the newspaper isn't going to print until tomorrow morning, so you've got to have access to info, and radio provides that. But if you don't have staff, then you've got to... You know, you've got a playlist that's just rotating.
Yep.
All right. So we continue the story here from the New Yorker. Apparently, it might be no coincidence that papers have avoided the papers that have avoided the steepest cutbacks, like the Wall Street Journal and USA Today, have done a better job of holding on to their readers. Newspaper readership has been slowly dropping for decades. As a percentage of the population, newspapers have about half as many readers, or subscribers rather, as they did four decades ago. That's a big problem. The internet helped turn that slow puncture into a blowout, however. Papers now seem to be the equivalent of the railroads at the start of the 20th century, a once great business eclipsed by a new technology. Sort of like the typewriter or the carriage, right? Those things aren't so popular anymore, and that's okay. I mean, it was sad for the people that had those jobs back then and that might have been put out of work, but they went and they moved on and they found something else.
Right. You don't hear people weeping about the blacksmiths and how they lost their jobs when the cars came around.
Well, then again, they didn't have the opportunity to contact their representatives and ask for a handout from the federal government.
They may have had the opportunity. However, the federal government at that time would never have imagined doing a bailout, because that's socialism.
They didn't print money back then either, I mean, at that time.
That's true.
So they wouldn't have been able to bail them.
They printed it, but it was backed by actual metal at that time.
So, according to this, the internet, in a famous 1960 article called Marketing Myopia, Theodore Levitt held up the railroads as a quintessential example of companies' inability to adapt to changing circumstances. Levitt argued that a focus on products rather than on customers had led the companies to misunderstand their core business. Had the bosses realized they were in the transportation business rather than the railroad business, they could have moved into trucking and air transport rather than letting other companies dominate. By extension, many argue that if the newspapers had understood they were in the information business rather than the print business, they would have adapted more quickly and more successfully to the internet. But you know what? It's all right that these guys are going out of business. We'll come back and talk more about it and take your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators, starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what three atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at ioniczone.com. That's ioniczone.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about the death of the newspaper industry, or the current, I guess they're dying out. It hasn't completely died yet, but some papers are switching over to internet only. Some of them are drastically slashing their costs and having their news coverage suffer as a result, leading to even less readers than they had. I'm sorry, fewer. I always do that, don't I? Even fewer reasons for people to actually pick up their paper. This is a story from the New Yorker, newyorker.com, talking about how over the past four decades, readership has slashed in half at most newspapers across the country. So really, the newspaper's biggest challenge is just retaining readership. They're not really... I wonder how many papers out there are actually growing their readership today.
There's got to be a few, but a few innovative papers that are doing some amazing stuff. But that's really what you've got to do in this marketplace.
You've got to innovate. You can't do it the way it used to be done.
Right. And when you say newspapers, I think people should actually think about the pulp delivery, the paper that's delivered on. Journalism not dying out. It's newspapers.
Well, some would say journalism's been dead. Journalism's kind of crappy.
Some would say, and those people have, some kind of fantastic idea of what things used to be like in the past, that they imagine that somehow or another reporting was fair and just and unbiased at some point. Yeah, I'd say that there's maybe a little more, different sources for people that want different kind of news. You can get all your news from Rush Limbaugh and have it delivered in from the sort of righty angle, but... You know, he can't lie about the facts.
You know, the same thing is going on in the phone companies today. Large carriers.
That's where you used to work, right?
Yeah, well, still do. Large carriers like AT&T, Sprint, they're disconnecting some of them 6,000-8,000 customers per day.
Wow.
From landline phones. Because what's happening
going
is...
going to cell phones?
Yeah. The kids are... You don't need two lines at home. Remember, you used to have that one to dial into the internet and the other one for the kids to talk on? Those days are gone because we have broadband and the kids are all carrying cellular phones today.
And voice over IP's got to be nipping at them as well.
That's eating away at their competition as well.
Or well, good. It's about damn time as far as the phone companies are concerned. They've enjoyed their little monopolies for decades, so it's good to have some competition in that industry. I love how they've had to drop their prices simply to deal with the incoming competition from the cell phones, with offering more and more and more minutes and benefits, and the voice over IP just offering the same phone services at a drastically lower price. So it's great.
Now the VoIP carriers are getting away with without all the regulations that the traditional phone companies have to jump through all the hoops and so forth.
The phone companies have had the regulations, but they've also enjoyed the monopoly of being a geographic monopoly.
Well, they're the only ones that can go through and figure out all of the reporting requirements and the regulations and so forth. They're trying to force that on some of the VoIP carriers, but they've resisted those regulations so far.
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, they've had to do the 911 thing, which I believe is some level of regulation. Like, they have to start collecting fees, and I think they're starting to collect the universal service charge as well, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, to provide farmers the same phone service that you get in the city.
So, continuing here, NewYorker.com reporting on the tragic situation facing newspapers around the country. They're pointing out here that essentially it's like the railroad business, where the people that owned those companies just didn't understand how to adjust their business model. They didn't respond to what it was their customers were telling them they wanted, and they died off as a result. And we've seen it happen so many times. And some people get upset about this.
The world changes.
Right. They get indignant about the idea that, oh, my God, their jobs.
Well, you know, if those people had – those people were around, but if those people had been around at the time of the Industrial Revolution in England, they would have been called Luddites. This was a group of people that went in and actually just – they were terrorists that vandalized some factories, you know, early sorts of factories, because – they were taking cottage industry type jobs away from people. And it's just so socialist. I mean, why shouldn't I be able to open a business, employ some people? What's wrong with all of this? You know, I mean, and so the competition that has been delivering the same old product the same old way for so long has taken it in the pants on this. Big deal. I'm providing a good service to my customers.
We've got a situation in this country today where people have been indoctrinated, I think, to some extent, with the idea, especially with this bailout that we're seeing with the auto manufacturers, where government people are essentially saying to Americans through the news media, they're saying to them, well, some businesses are more important than others.
Yeah.
And we might like to save all of them from extinction, but we're going to choose to save these from extinction because they're very important.
Forget the ice cream shops that are going out of business. We've got to save the auto manufacturers.
Right. I mean, as though if they didn't save the auto manufacturers, that all of a sudden nobody would be able to buy cars anymore. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm not sure what even the rationale is in people's heads beyond some sort of romantic notion that once you start a company, if it gets big enough and has lasted long enough, that it should go on for all eternity. And it's ludicrous. I mean, most people wouldn't be saying that about Walmart. If Walmart had all of a sudden run onto tough financial times, and there's no guarantee they're going to stay at the top forever, but if Walmart all of a sudden runs into tough times, nobody is going to be out there calling for a Walmart bailout. I mean, just because they have so many people that are anti-Walmart out there, that people, even though they shop at Walmart every single week, they feel icky about doing it. And if they found out Walmart was having a tough time, it'd be like, yeah, that damn corporation, it's about time. But with some companies, it's America, we need these companies, and isn't it a romantic notion? Isn't that pretty much the right term for this?
I mean, it seems like it to me. I think it's so silly that they want to bail out these American auto manufacturers when Honda, BMW, Nissan, all of these companies have manufacturing plants right here in America. Well, so they don't have American-type names. Well, that's all that's left. I mean, these companies, Chrysler's owned by, or I guess they've probably been sold by Daimler. Anyway, these companies are international. They're bought and sold. Yeah. The stocks are owned by different companies. They're not American companies.
What's so amazing to me is the industrial base, the manufacturing base in America, because of all of these new rules and regulations and requirements that the United States government has placed on people, That's moved it all out overseas and off to China and to other parts of the world where it's cheaper to do that because you don't have all of these regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are wanting to save, you know, the few precious crown jewels of America when really the problem is government regulations moving all of our manufacturing base.
Right. The crown jewel of America was the concept of liberty that we were founded upon, and that has been long tarnished by the politicians that the Americans have allowed to get into office.
You said it.
Yeah, I mean, if they bail out these auto manufacturers, as it looks like they're doing, that won't do anything at all long-term beyond just extend the misery of these suffering, pathetic companies that obviously don't know how to spend their own money correctly. And I don't know why anybody believes that an influx of taxpayer dollars is all of a sudden going to, and a stern talking to from the federal government, is all of a sudden going to turn these companies around and make it so they develop a product and service that people are actually wanting to buy on their own.
Well, that's why the government's going to have to take over again.
And that's what they're doing. And they're going to buy, they're essentially getting stock options in these companies. And when they don't pay back the loans, I guarantee you they're going to get more stock options. And there's another story here about the government possibly bailing out some newspapers. We'll get to that. But let's continue here because companies that can't adjust deserve to die. In economics, I believe it's called creative destruction. And the idea is that when you can't service your customers anymore, and there's somebody out there that's doing it better than you, then it's time for you to go and find something else to do. If you can't
or
adjust,
change, right.
If you can't adjust, if you can't change, then you deserve to disappear from the marketplace and try something different. Let somebody else take a crack at it. And there are plenty of other car manufacturers out there, and there are other ways to get information as far as the newspapers are concerned.
And as far as jobs go, these auto workers, they still know how to make automobiles. They're still valuable to companies that make automobiles. They can get jobs at these new companies. Yes, they may have to move, but if they want to work in the same industry, that's what's going to have to happen.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231, focusing back on newspapers here in a moment, taking your calls about what you want. Have you noticed changes at your local paper? Have they been cutting back? Has it been obvious to you? Are you even a subscriber? I mean, what percentage of Free Talk Live listeners actually subscribes to newspapers? Aren't most newspaper subscribers over 65? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the first show of 2009. Same thing as always. You dial in, bring up anything at toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's 800-259-9231. Couple of changes will be happening to Free Talk Live here in the new year. One of them is that, Sam, you're invited on the show on a regular basis to sit in and be a third co-host.
Thank you.
And I think we're also going to hear more from Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com as well in the future. So adding more co-hosts to the already fairly decently sized roster. And I think that's great. The more opinions we can have on this program, the better. As we continue to discuss the newspaper situation, man, they are having a tough time. We're going to jump back into that. But first, I want to tell you about the Institute for Humane Studies. They're offering free seminars over spring break. And this March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information. And while you're there, you'll also get more info on the upcoming summer seminars, also available at LibertarianSeminars.com. As we continue here talking about the newspaper situation, we're going to take a break. Go first to Jan in California. Jan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. I was the guy that called in 2 days ago that talked about the crackpot topic, but yeah. Today I'm calling in to talk about something else. Being that it's the new year, and also yesterday you guys talked about how you guys have grown from, you know, the four affiliates to now 50, it kind of, and because it's the new year, you know, I'm feeling kind of old. Like, I'm really thinking about, you know, what I've accomplished so far, et cetera. In 8 days, I'm going to be turning 20 years old.
That's a big deal.
So it's really, you know, a time of dread for me.
Dread? What are you dreading?
I mean, well, right now what I do is I build websites and I do credit card processing.
Okay.
And I think for my age, I'm pretty ahead of, you know, most people my age.
If you've got an office and you seem to, then you're ahead of most people your age.
Right. Well, the thing is that my ultimate goal is I want to be a venture capitalist, and I'm, you know, by a long shot away from even coming close to that. But I just want to, you know, get your opinion, and also your suggestions of maybe what I can do to maybe improve my odds of becoming that.
It's not what you make, it's what you spend. You know, keep your overhead low, spend as little as you can on things that it costs to live. You know,
that's one of the things that's going to set you apart from anybody else your age. Is at that age, most people are living paycheck to paycheck, and they don't understand saving, and they don't understand how to handle their money.
They got concerts to go to, they've got you know, beer to drink, they've got CDs to buy or whatever.
Yep, and they're putting it all into charge card too. Right?
Yeah, and it's you know, if you can, you know, build your wealth in that manner and you know, keep on striving for what it is that you want in life, and it'll come. Just don't push it, and don't take your risk. Don't make your risk too big. I've been guilty of this in my life, and right now is not a time for huge risks. You got to take risk in business.
Do you know any venture capitalists today? Have you studied any of them?
I've watched these shows on MojoHD.com. One of them is called Wall Street Warriors. Another one is called Bobby G, Adventure Capitalist. And pretty much, they feature these couple guys that do venture capital. And it seems like their lifestyle, not just, you know, the fun side, but also what they do, how they, you know, invest all their time into a couple of ventures per year and really just dedicate to that. I mean, it seems like a really exciting field to be in. But I'm not sure how to raise capital. I'm not really sure, you know, what investments, I mean, how I would even proceed into stepping foot into this field, because I'm pretty sure you can't go to school to be a venture capitalist.
The TV show is not going to give you a real picture of what it's like to do venture capitalism. Right. I mean, they're going to stage that and edit it so that it's interesting and intriguing for the audience the entire time. And it's probably not going to be like that. So one thing that might be really good for you to do is reach out to some local venture capitalists, tell them, hey, this is what I'm interested in doing. I want to learn about this.
Like an apprenticeship or an internship.
Yeah, take one of them to lunch.
Mentoring.
See who you can find out, who you can connect with to get you to somebody like that you can learn from.
You'll find one of them who's willing to do that. Some of them might be rejecting you, you know, out of hand, like, well, I don't want to help my competition or whatever, but some of them are, I think, more than willing to. And I mean this for any field, whether it's venture capital or radio or whatever. You'll find somebody, if you keep asking enough, will help you out.
And if it's like sort of a career change that you're looking for, I don't know, credit card processing, I don't know how much it is of your business, how much time that takes. It seems like it's online, so maybe some of it's automated. And maybe you could go to work at one of these places. One year on the job is a heck of a lot more valuable than four years in college.
So I can build up a large enough base of clients that trust me with, you know, pretty much their business. And the credit card processing, that way I understand what businesses are profitable, because I'll be, you know, I see their statement, their monthly statements and whatnot. So I'm using those as kind of like stepping stones. That way, you know, I'm not just jumping in making random, you know, investment choices.
You might also want to see if you can find a financial planner, because a lot of times these people will evaluate investments for some of their wealthier clients. And from that aspect, you can learn, okay, what type of investments are people looking for, and maybe find some way to get your foot in the door that way.
And starting now is a great time. I mean, you said you're only 20 years old, yet you're feeling old. there's no better time than early on in life to learn financial responsibility. I'm not saying you're irresponsible. I'm just talking generally to come to understand the idea of how to handle money and to not to avoid credit card debt and things like that, and start to apply those principles to your life. That way, you can start to build up those nest eggs that you might need to use to go and invest in things into the future. I don't think many venture capitalists were venture capitalists at age 20. So you probably aren't going to find any of them that there are probably very few of them that had any significant amount of capital at their disposal until their early 30s or something like that. I'm just speculating on that point.
Seems like a reasonable speculation.
But that's one of the reasons why you want to meet up with these guys, find out who they are, and approach them. And ask that, like you were saying, Mark, take them out to lunch, ask for some sort of opportunity, internship, or whatever. That way you can essentially work underneath them and ask them all of the questions that we can just sit here and speculate on, because we're just talk show hosts, where they're going to know the answers, and they're hopefully will be willing to share them with you. And, of course, an internship in many cases will turn into a career opportunity. So you could start as an intern and then prove yourself to these people, and all of a sudden a position opens up and you're the go-to guy, because you already know all the staff, you've been there, you know how things are working, and it's no big deal to just plug you in and make you into a full-time employee or a part-time employee, and then, you know, you're well on your way.
One of the things I've noticed about you guys is when you guys, I mean, started out, I mean, you were just, you know, when the whole podcast thing kind of just came to the mainstream, semi-mainstream, you know, I was really, you know, tuned into the tech stuff. So that's how I started listening to your show. But I've seen that, you know, as the years progress, you guys have really expanded. I mean, like, not just for me, but I mean for me, all the young people out there, if they really want to commit to a certain profession or something they specialize in, I mean, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, find the thing that you love to do, whatever it is,
yeah,
and go do it.
Yeah, that's
even
that's
if it's free at first.
Yeah, you're not gonna if it's something you love to do, odds are good you're not gonna make a lot of money at it.
We both dump 70 hours a week into this job. We love doing it. It's not work for me. When I was on vacation a week ago, I wanted to get back so bad I couldn't see straight.
I miss my son
who's still down in Florida, but my life's a vacation. My vacations are an obligation. So I, you know, that's the way it is for me, and I have to say that's entirely it. One of the things that's made Free Talk Live work is that Ian handles the tech stuff, where we don't have to hire an engineer. I handle the sales stuff, so we don't have to hire a sales staff. We pretty much do everything on our own, and we're able to keep costs down in that manner. And that really goes back to what I'd said previously: is be prepared to grow slowly. Our Free Talk Live's rise has not been meteoric, but it is firm and stable, and likely we're not going anywhere. It doesn't look like anything's going to change dramatically. The AMP program has taken a couple of hits recently because the economy's kind of down, and some people can't handle $3 a month. But, you know, things haven't been bad at all for us in this economy because we're not leveraged right now. So
we're not leveraged. What does that mean?
We don't have a bunch of debt.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any debt, as a matter of fact, which is a nice place to be. And that's certainly that would be an ideal place for anybody to be when they're going into business for themselves. I mean, some people do take out loans in order to start businesses, and I think that's okay. But it's even better if you've got a nice little cash cow that you can tap into and essentially buy the equipment that you need to buy or
you don't
set
take
up the
same risks
the
if
office.
You're just using your own money.
Right. You don't. Nobody's overhanging over your head trying to collect from you. If you lose, which you might, I mean, not everybody wins in business.
But when you first, when you guys first started out, do you envision like where you were are now?
Yes.
Or was it kind of just like you know, you just want to do it, you were really passionate about doing it, and you just
that's
want
a good
to
question.
Commit to it? I mean, or
I'll
do you
address that in a moment.
Out
Jan,
where you were going to be in 5
thank
years?
Thank you for the call. We'll address that here coming up in hour two. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
People around